with SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostro. Israel's defense forces are beginning to shell parts of northern Gaza as ground troops and equipment are beginning to cross the border for some localized raids. It's early morning of the seventh day of the war with Hamas. Earlier today, protests were held in a number of cities around the world in support of Palestine and Hamas after one of its leaders called for a day of jihad. In New York City, there was a lot of hatred as thousands were calling for the death of Jews and the annihilation of Israel. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, telling him that the U.S. stands with him in the war, drawing a comparison between Hamas and another terrorist group.
As a former commander of Central Command, the deliberate cruelty of Hamas vividly reminds me of ISIS. Bloodthirsty, fanatical, and hateful.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network earlier this week, Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said Israel is justified in mounting a ground assault inside Gaza, despite the likelihood of civilian casualties.
There are so many differentiating elements here, but one of them is they go after the terrorists, extremists, they go after civilians. Western democracies like us and the Israelis don't, and people need to remember that. But yes, this is a just war.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans nominate Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan to be their next speaker. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn tells reporters that Republicans will come back next week, hopefully to close a consensus.
In the secret ballot, 55 said they would support him.
Jordan's going to continue trying to find the votes?
Yes, he's asked everybody to come forward over the next few days, and right now it looks like we're going to readjourn and vote on Tuesday.
Jordan's the second this week. Steve Scalise was nominated on Wednesday but withdrew on Thursday because he didn't have enough support. SRN News. Conservatives leaving their church won't be missed by the liberal Methodist bishops.
During a recent gathering of UMC leaders at Church of the Resurrection in Leawood, Kansas, Pastor Adam Hamilton said the loss of thousands of congregations over issues of homosexuality, quote, feels like a revival. The other leaders agreed, with Bishop Tom Berlin saying, quote, we're going to be smaller and we're going to be better. Meanwhile, the exodus continues with a formal split expected to be finalized in next year's general conference. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's Democrat Governor Newsom signed a law fast-tracking low-income housing on surplus land that nonprofit colleges and religious institutions are willing to donate. The new measure rezones real estate owned by some schools, churches, mosques, and synagogues to allow for affordable housing to be built more quickly. The church-led movement, Yes in God's Backyard, trying to combat homelessness in the state. SRN News. Let's see how the business week ended with John Scott.
Stocks mostly fell after getting pulled in opposite directions by competing waves of optimism and fear. The S&P 500 slipped 0.5%. Worries about escalating violence in Gaza's latest war sent oil prices jumping and treasury yields falling. A survey also showed sentiment among U.S. consumers souring on fears about inflation, but several of the biggest U.S. banks at the same time said fits were better during the summer than feared. That offered hope for the reporting season that just got underway.
Dow closed 39 points lower at 33,670. The Nasdaq fell 167 to 13,407. And the S&P 500 shed 21 points to finish at 33.27. New York oil gained $4.78 to $87.69 a barrel. More at SRNnews.com.